John's horses, he was a marvellous horseman.
Oh, he was a gifted horseman. John was.
But and Spina had twins, didn't she? That is what I was coming to.
Well, he had a very big mare, 18 hands, that's 6 feet to the, you know. And that was his horse he used to ride about. We used to go riding about, he and
Cecil Stock
and what's his name, Carter, who was
Eric Carter,
who worked at the Manor Farm during the war. He was in London, but an evacuee, you know. And anybody else, we used to go riding at the weekend because there's very little traffic about in those days, you see. Anyway, he had this mare, Darkie called her, and she was, he was 6'3", so he was the right sort of high size of horse for him. And she had a foal, and he called this, I think the sire, was a border minstrel, I think. It was a thoroughbred. Anyway, it was a filly, and John reared it and so on, and later rode it, and called it minstrel. But the mother, the mare, they used to graze their horses on the hill. It was rented, it's a local authority owned, but they used to use that all the time as for horse. They used to graze their working horses up there as well. Anyway, she slipped and got into the river at one stage and couldn't get back out, and went across the river into a big ditch on the Salford side. And when they discovered that she was sunk, all her, the mud was soft. She was up to her belly in mud. And I was here at the time. I don't remember what time of year it was. We couldn't get her out, actually. She had to be put down there, you know, which was very sad. And so John then used to ride this foal as a minstrel, and we went. I wasn't a good rider, but I, you know, we used to go out and, you know, if there was a fallen tree or something, we could jump that. That's about all I ever did. Anyway, I was here one day when the first hunt meet of the year was, and they were going cubbing, and we went along the hill, I think, so I don't remember exactly where, but anyway, we came to a five-bar gate with a lock on it, you see. And of course, you don't go ahead of the huntsman and the master. So the master put his horse to this five-bar gate, and it refused. And the huntsman, the same, still refused. And I was on a horse, Jerry, that John had won. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And he was a great jumper. And John was on this filly of his, you know, this minstrel. And he said, "Well, Bob," they called me Bob, "you'll have to give us a lead." So I backed Jerry off about 10 yards and let him go and grabbed everything I could reach. And he jumped a couple of strides and straight over, you see. And all the others made a hole in the hedge and followed on. So, yes, this horse, Jerry, belonged to a butcher in Evesham, and he kept it in a meadow just beyond Pickerson, you know Pickerson?
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, John heard about it. Anyway, this it's a gelding, this horse, he got his leg stuck in barbed wire, and his whole hock was a hell of a mess, you know. And anyway, they came to an arrangement that John would get him, because the butcher said he couldn't do anything with him. He was vicious and all this sort of thing. And if John could take him and get his leg better, he could keep him, you see. So anyway, we went down. I was here at the same time. And went to catch this gelding, you see. And it was a big meadow, and just these two horses in it. And John went down just with a rope halter. And we chased this thing about for some time, anyway, this horse. And in the end, he sort of gave up, and John got the halter on him, jumped onto his back, and he took off. And he took off and going, bucking all as much as he could to get John off. And he didn't, no saddle or anything like that, you know. He was a very gifted horseman. Anyway, eventually the horse gave up, and we brought him into the farm up there, and redressed his leg and so on. And he was perfectly, I used to ride him, and I was no great horseman. Mm-hmm. You could go in the loose box with him, and he was never vicious or anything. You know? Yeah.